This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
With over 20 years of industry experience, KWA Group Branding provides quality, on-time, and cost-effective custom imprinted promotional items that exceed the needs and objectives of our client. Promotional items include giveaways for participants at events, custom decorated apparel, corporate and donor gifts, awards and recognition items, banners, signs, and displays. Let us help you promote your brand, promote your event, and promote your life. Visit us at www.kwagroupbranding.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989. And let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Good day, and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and along with my co-host, Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our leaders here in the beautiful South Florida community. Well, audience, listeners, you're always in it for a treat every time I'm on, and I know you know that, but this time is very special. I'm going to introduce you to Ms. Rachel Brown and Latasha Reese, who are the owners of Postpartum Peace of Mind. And why Postpartum Peace of Mind? I think it's important that our listeners, especially those that are parents, know what they are going up against. This is a community show, and we want to make sure that we're addressing a lot of community issues. So ladies, thank you for joining us. And please introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Rachel Brown, and as you mentioned, I am the co-founder of Postpartum Peace of Mind. I ended up getting my undergraduate degree in biology, and then I kind of moved into doing work in healthcare in an integrative capacity and working with different medical professionals and allied health professionals and just learning a lot more about medicine and the natural uses of it. Really loved that and have kind of just really honed in onto that. And once Tasha actually had brought it to my attention, even more so with her own experiences, which I'm sure she'll dive into a little bit, we together decided that this was an initiative of educating women in perinatal complications and wanting to really make sure that they knew about what was expected or what was going on during the birthing process and how to take care of themselves and be their champion, their own champions, and also have a team of support around them. So it's an amazing cause, and what we're trying to accomplish here, it's not easy. But what we found out very quickly was that there was a need for this type of education and this type of initiative in our communities.
Thank you, Rachel. Latasha, can you share your story?
Yes. So I am Tasha Reese. I am the other half of postpartum peace of mind. Like Rachel, my background is in the heart sciences. I studied molecular biology for undergrad, physiology for grad school, and then currently completing an MPH, a dual doctorate and MPH program. And I plan to work for the military. I really wanted to study the impact of trauma across generations as it relates to individuals in the military and what that looks like, you know, for their children. I'm a Navy brat. So, you know, I wanted to see how that, you know, level of trauma for the parent impacts the child. And then I had children of my own. My husband and I, you know, we had our babies here in South Florida, and we had both our girls during COVID. We have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old now. And the experience was eye-opening, to say the least. You know, shortened version from being separated the moment we got to the hospital in the middle of the night because my husband was criminalized, to being given a battery of questions to see if I'm being, you know, victimized, abused, or trafficked, which is not regulated or required in the state of Florida. You know, to having nurses basically try to sidestep and rush through the process of my care, having to advocate for myself. It was hard. I can tell you it was hard being a Black woman here having a baby and, you know, kind of watching my husband trying to be the advocate because we had our babies during COVID. He was the only one that was allowed in the room with me. And it was very difficult. And imagine doing this after losing our first child. Right. So when I, you know, sat down after thinking about it and praying about it, I went to Rachel and I said, Rachel, you know, I feel like we could do something. And I added in that we without really asking her if she wanted to be a we. But because, you know, she's been my best friend since college, she went along with me. And, you know, her first thought was, what about the families, you know, the mamas who don't have the language to advocate for themselves in these spaces? And, you know, she always says that birth is one of the most vulnerable times that you will ever have in your life. And to have to do that while fighting to get the best care is unfair. So that's why we started Postpartum Peace of Mind, to, you know, not only be the voice for mamas and families, but to give them a voice of their own, to, you know, help them advocate for themselves and to take off that the little things, you know, like making sure they have hygiene supplies. No mama should have to worry about that. You know, making sure that they have access to evidence-based services to help them thrive during their postpartum experience. That shouldn't be a worry. Right. It shouldn't be, you know, something that's limited based on health education or access or where you live. We're learning where you live influences a lot of, you know, the level of care that you get. So we wanted to really bridge that gap. And that's what we've been doing.
You pointed out some of the journey. Nonprofit is not easy. Why did you decide this particular nonprofit?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good question.
That's why I'm the host.
I mean, I think that the reason why we geared towards this is because we, after doing initial research, we know that there's a lot of families that can't afford those high end types of services that come, because there are postpartum companies that are out there. So don't get us wrong. They are out there. They service women that need help with postpartum. Their complications or their experiences, but there are not enough that are free. There are not enough that give those same, you know, caliber of services to women that can't afford it, such as, you know, those celebrities or women that may live on the island of Palm Beach. Those we want to be there to serve the community at large and not just be for one particular sect that can say, you know what, I have $100 to go on and buy this particular postpartum pack. We wanted to eliminate that, and nonprofit was the way for us to go. And I believe that would be also what Tasha would say. We wanted to make sure we were accessible. That's one of the biggest issues. As why we're seeing these mortality and morbidity rates, especially in women of color, is because lack of accessibility. That is one of the main reasons, along with not having the understanding or education piece to it. But accessibility was a huge barrier to care.
Now, help me with this. I understand that there's a famous tennis player by the name of Serena Williams that went through something like this. And I understand she didn't get the best treatment either. Am I right in that assumption?
You are absolutely right. And that is not assumption. That is fact. And I think that that kind of brought the larger public to its knees as it related to understanding the plight of women of color in healthcare settings. Because if you're Serena Williams with, you know, an amazing athlete. You know, you have sponsorships on sponsorships, not to mention that you have a husband that's worth God knows how much money. For you to have to go, she had to Google her symptoms to figure out what was going on with her because she was being completely ignored. Right. So it transcends socioeconomic status. It transcends education level. Both of my husband and I have graduate level degrees. It does not matter because you have from systemic biases to, like Rachel said, you know, a lack of education to a lack of access. Moms not knowing what they necessarily need going into their postpartum experience and then not having the access to the best level of care. If it can happen to Serena and Allison Felix and these, you know, incredibly well-known Black women, it can happen to anyone. No one really knows, or some people know Tasha Reis, but not everyone knows Tasha Reis, not to the level of Serena Williams or Allison Felix. But these women are suffering, they're dying because they're not getting the level of care they deserve.
Wow. Thank you for that. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Mr. Andre Williams. I know he has a couple of good questions to ask you guys as well. Go ahead, Andre.
Thanks, David. And Tasha and Rachel, I really applaud the work that you're doing. And I know it's very it's emotional, but I'm sure you're motivated by your own personal experiences and you're having a great impact. So again, I applaud you for that. So I always try to look at the big picture, the large perspective around things. I'm a real estate attorney, so I operate in the real estate world, and I've been a city councilman in Miami Gardens. So I look at South Florida, and I look at some more endemic issues around housing and how it's unaffordable, and how folks are paying 30% to 40% of their monthly income on housing. And I know that has to impact their healthcare choices and their ability to access and fully utilize healthcare. In your travels or in perhaps studies that you have done, or maybe anecdotally, when you talk to these folks, these women in particular, about their challenges postpartum, do the conversations sometimes move towards their larger situation and what their overall financial picture and well-being is?
Absolutely. So when you say that and you bring up housing, we actually partnered with a very active person in the community. She's actually in Philadelphia, and she specifically is geared towards houselessness, homelessness, for moms and women that are pregnant and things of that nature. So yeah, all of these other areas come into play, whether they are experiencing a difficulty when it comes to having a home. We've particularly dealt with a mom that was close to being evicted and she didn't want to speak up on that. She had just given birth. I think she was about 6 weeks postpartum and didn't really want to tell anybody that she was suffering with all of these other issues. Her rent was due, water bill was due, her car note was due. She didn't have groceries. Mind you, she had 6 other kids. So all of these different factors were coming into play. And she's also dealing with just giving birth to her 7th child. So yeah, it's a very important factor. And we try to take that in anytime we speak with a mom or somebody that's come to our organization where they're in need of a postpartum peace pack or they're in need of something of that nature, we do want to get a lot of background from them. And we find out those things that they are lacking, that they are in a domestic violence or an abusive situation, relationship with their partner, whatever the case may be. So there's a lot that comes with just being, you know, being in the postpartum space or that era of their journey. There's so much more that comes with it. And we try to really dive deep into that and get them resources for what particularly they may need. And in the particular case that I just mentioned, luckily, you know, Tasha and I were able to come up with something to help that mom with help from the other communities and donors to get her access to what it was that she needed. So she doesn't have to worry about that today. She didn't get evicted. She didn't lose her car. But there are a lot of things that do come into play, as you mentioned, outside of the postpartum experience.
Thank you. Appreciate that answer. So I've talked about my leadership of the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, and we've talked about potential collaboration. Now, we're not a social service agency. We support small businesses, but we do provide linkages to organizations that we collaborate with. So if we can ever, if the chamber can ever be a resource to you and Tasha or women facing these postpartum issues, we're available for that.
We absolutely appreciate it.
Thank you, Andre. I'm going to ask one of my hosts to tell us a little bit more about postpartum peace of mind. What are the services you offer? I'm a new guy. I don't know nothing about postpartum. Okay. Help me understand postpartum, one, and then two, what services are offered at postpartum peace of mind?
Absolutely. So postpartum peace of mind, our mission is to center the experiences, health, education, and safety of perinatal women of color of the global community. So since we started last year in April, we have served almost 2,000 women in 4 countries. And our base touch point is providing those postpartum packs. So after you have a baby, whether it's belly birth or a vaginal birth, your body requires time to recover. And there are certain supplies that you need in order to remain clean and feel clean and, you know, be taken care of during that time. So our goal is to provide those just off the bat. So moms can go on our website, www.postpartumpeace.org, and they can request a pack from us and we will ship it to you. And if you're local to either Palm Beach or Broward counties, we will deliver it to your home. We also connect moms to evidence-based services within our care model. So we have a model of 5 evidence-based services, including mental health support, doula care, access to a pelvic floor therapist, nutrition and physical activity support. And I'm missing one, Rachel. What am I missing? I always forget at least one.
Pelvic floor therapy.
I think I said pelvic floor therapy. We'll go through it again. But what's most important is we connect these moms to these services within their area to make sure that they have a clear path from when baby is born to 1 year postpartum. Okay. So let's say, for example, mom.
Lactation support.
Thank you so much. Lactation support, which is a very important one right now because we're about to start providing lactation support in-house. So mom has baby in December. She transportation is a barrier to her going to her own 6-week appointment. We address that barrier. Then we make sure mom is connected to a pelvic floor therapist after she gets the okay from her doctor. We make sure she has doula care if she wants it during her birth, prenatally, if she wants it postpartum. We provide access to all those things. We connect moms to these services through there. And if moms don't have insurance, which we had happened before, we will sponsor mama to get the services that she needs because they're that important. These services have been shown to improve the health outcomes of women of color postnatally. So they are absolutely necessary for all moms if possible. And then along with that, we have a cohort group that meets once per month, 10 moms from across the country, where we just listen. Like a lot of the conversations that we have with these moms drive the work that we do. You know, it drove the creation of our care model. It drives the things that are in the packs. Like they'll tell us the things that work for them. They'll tell us the things that they need. And we find that other moms needed the same thing. And we get emails back about how much they appreciated a hot, cold pack that they could put in the microwave or put in the freezer. Because they were, you know, they used it for healing postpartum, but also with breastfeeding, right? Breastfeeding is hard, especially when you're trying to do it by yourself. So we use those cohort groups to really, you know, allow moms a space to be open about their experiences, but also to really get a clear picture of what it is that they're going through so we can better address it for other moms. And then we're very active in several research projects currently to, again, bridge the gap for moms in the literature. There's nothing worse than receiving care based on an article or something that a doctor read that had no Black, Brown, or Indigenous women in the sample size, because that means that that specific treatment was not built for you. It was built for someone else. So we really want to bridge that gap intentionally.
Amazing. Praise God for you two ladies. Sounds like you are doing a fabulous job. And I know you have success stories. You know, people take this for granted because it's not necessarily directly affecting them. My listeners that have businesses, they're mostly family businesses as well. So I know it had to take their toll. And now they can have a resource that they can take advantage of to learn more about what's going on not only in their bodies, but in their community. So Tasha and Rachel, thank you for that. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to do a little bragging and talk about some of the success stories. I mean, I saw you on LinkedIn the other day, reaching out to help a family. I think that's a yeoman job in that space. So kind of elaborate a little bit more on some of the other things that you're doing to help our community.
So we have a mom who's currently pregnant, and she has three other babies, and her eldest is about to start middle school. But it was a little bit further from the house. She wasn't able to afford a cell phone for her, and she really was nervous because the middle school that she was going to wasn't like an accelerated program. It's a really great school for her to go to, but she was nervous about sending her so far from home and not being able to have contact with her daughter. So, which is understandable, especially in these days and times that we're living in. So we were able to reach out, and Tasha did a really great job of networking with people as well and getting the word out there on LinkedIn that we needed to get a phone to help support this mom. And so she'll be able to communicate with her daughter, who's going to be across town. And successfully, we were able to do that. And the mom actually just sent a picture the other day and how excited and grateful that not only she was as the mom, but that the daughter was really happy for receiving the phone. So she was overjoyed that we were able to kind of do this quick fundraiser or donation within about maybe a few days' time and get her a phone for the start of school. So that's just one of those things that it makes it all worthwhile. Every time we speak to a mom that opens up one of the peace packs and they send us a thank you note, they'll send an email or they'll send Tasha a text or they'll send me a text and they'll just say, thank you so much. That makes it all worthwhile of what it is that we're doing, because we know that it is having an impact. Some of the things that they see in the peace pack, they're like, I didn't even know I needed this. Or we'll send like little self-care items inside of the peace pack and they'll say, thank you so much. Like it's a small token, but it's something for me, for myself. So we do get a lot of those things that we are excited and happy about, just to hear back from moms. And we've had moms that have told their other pregnant, family members or somebody that just experienced the postpartum. They're just now going through postpartum. They've reached out to us just from word of mouth because of their, excited or their experience with us. Tasha, I don't know if you have anything to add to that, but that's been our experiences so far. So we're really happy about it.
It's that absolutely covers it. And, we've been blessed just in the last few months that people are really starting to buy in to what it is that we, what we're trying to do. Just in the last couple of months, we've been able to get over $50,000 towards our research efforts and grant funding. And for a nonprofit that's a year and a half old, that's huge, because it means that we could be very intentional about the work that we're doing here in Palm Beach County, which is something that we really wanted to do. So yes, Rachel perfectly covered it, and we're so excited. We encourage you to connect with us. If you have general inquiries or you know a mom that's in need, if you are a mom that's in need, if you are a dad that's in need of mental health support or support in supporting your partner, please email us at info@postpartumpeace.org. Again, you can request a pack at www.postpartumpeace.org. You can also request, we've had people request through our Instagram. It's at postpartum_peacemakers.
What can I say? Y'all did a fabulous job. Thank you for coming on and sharing. You've given us how to reach you. I think that's very important. But as always, I ask all my people on the show to how can we help you? We're here at this community. This is a community station. What can we do to help you? Congratulations on getting more money. I know that's one, but how do we help you? This is a great vehicle to take full advantage of.
My first thought is spread the word. There are so many moms and families that are suffering in silence and they don't have to. While we can't be all things to everyone at all times, we understand that our services are limited. But we are always willing to refer. Rachel, I can't tell you how many times she sat down and looked into services. Look, we've helped people find jobs. I feel like we've helped people find cars. We had a mom who was robbed while at the hospital, getting services for postpartum complications. So we had to get her a stroller and a car seat because they took those things out of her car. Like, we can't do everything, but Lord knows we will do our best to find someone to help you. So please, in addition to prayer and forwarding funding opportunities, you know, please just spread the word. There's so many families that are in need.
One other quick question. I know we got 1 minute left, according to my timekeeper. I need to know, you said something about men in postpartum. How does the men get affected by this? What does that, and why is that a problem for us as men? Please.
I mean, in all honesty, men are experiencing some of the, especially if, you know, they're there during that birthing experience with their partner, they're experiencing some of those anxieties just as much as, you know, or just alongside as their partner may be experiencing. So a lot of that is centered more so around the mental health aspect. So we want to make sure that we are cognizant and respectful of that as well, because yes, of course, mom is going to go through a lot of changes within her body, hormones, all of that. But her partner, if he is present, he's also going to go through some of those experiences more so on the mental health aspect. And in order for them to be able to get to it together, they're going to want to explore, you know, going through and getting the mental health support that they both will need, and how, you know, the partner can support the mom during that time. So a lot of it is focused and centered around mental health support, and how not even just the men, if there are other children involved, families can come together for mental health support. So we definitely acknowledge that, you know, men are an integral part of this postpartum experience as well, when they are together with their partner. So
thank you, Rachel, for sharing that bit of information. And don't forget, listeners, you can also make donations on the website. So don't, you know, look at this as a one-shot deal. You can get that information and then contribute that way. They're always open to hearing ideas and suggestions. Thank you, Rachel, and thank you, Tasha, for sharing all that good stuff. I know this is not going to be your last one as far as being on here, because, again, men don't know what they don't know. And the fact that men get pregnant, too, we laughed about that because we're there with you. But we have a lot of our men that are not there. And I don't want to bring that up, but it is real. And we need to make sure that the ladies and the mamas are getting that support as well. So, again, I don't know what services you offer in that realm, but the only way you can do it is to call or contact you to make it happen. All right. So with that, I don't have anything else to add. You've given us all your information. I want to thank you and Rachel and Tasha for coming on the show. And again, listeners, if you need more information, this is not placed stuff. This is very, very real. And we need to make sure that we're taking care of our community. So again, I've been speaking with the founders of Postpartum Peace of Mind, Rachel Brown and Tasha Reese. Ladies, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing in community. And we look forward to having our listeners listen again next time, when we'll have another great person or persons on our podcast telling you about what they're doing for the community. Again, bye for now. God bless and have a great day.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.